Cultures collide and coexist in the latest exhibition of artist Raqib Shaw's work. Raqib Shaw, Ballads of East and West, is showing at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. The paintings depict themes of literature, spirituality, current events, and more. Shaw says his art is about the human condition.
And they talk about all of us, the story that we experience when we are alive. And they're about loss as much as they're about hope as well.
The title, Ballads of East and West, comes from a Rudyard Kipling poem. It contains the line, "O East is East, and West is West, and never the twain shall meet." Shaw points out the twain have met.
Kipling was born in India, and his perspective was always that of a Westerner and commenting on India. And I think I'm quite the opposite. So I'm from India, and I'm in England. So it's a bit of that role reversal.
Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, says visitors will see vivid colors and details in Shaw's pieces.
These paintings are dreamlike. They're almost like hallucinations in a way. They contain narratives, stories that combine folklore, memory, history, autobiography. So they're very complicated works in terms of the inspiration that the artist has sort of employed to get at the narratives. But the thing is, you don't really have to know all the sources. You just have to sort of let yourself enter into the works, revel in their beauty and the technical virtuosity. I mean, this artist is painting at a level that nobody else is doing. It's really extraordinary.
Raqib Shaw was born in Calcutta, India, and grew up in the Kashmir province before ending up in London. His paintings in Ballads of East and West are autobiographical.
In all its entirety, I think, because at the end of the day, these are all metaphoric images and events that are also metaphors of... one can say that these are pages of my diary and they are visual diaries, because I stopped writing entries into my diary when I started painting. So each single painting takes me to that exact moment when I was at that particular moment of my life.
Shaw tells us about his favorite piece in the exhibition.
Well, it would have to be, let's say, the fire painting, because it's a tiny painting and is the tiniest in the show. And it was my way of dealing with the fact when my dog died. So it's based on the fire that I had in the studio when everything got burnt. When you look at it, it is a sad painting, and it's fire everywhere, but then the protagonist is watering a narcissus, a single flower of hope, which I think is that juxtaposition of extreme loss and hope. I think that would make it a painting that I identify with.
So you really have gone through fire for your art.
Well, I've gone through misery, and I tell you, it's not a great profession at all. It's a lot of misery, but then, it's something that one takes in one stride.
Scala also has a favorite.
It's very rare that you'll hear me say that, but my favorite is called Agony in the Garden. And the title came, and the composition was loosely inspired by an Italian Renaissance artist named Tintoretto. But it shows Raqib working in his garden. He has a beautiful garden in London. His studio is in an old sausage factory, but he's recreated this sort of Kashmiri garden full of vegetation, flowers, and other elements, a waterfall, a fish pond, that is his escape, his place to kind of meditate and to cultivate. So it shows him in that garden. And the title, Agony in the Garden, implies there's something going on that may not be as fertile or as beautiful as you might guess.
With different themes in Ballads of East and West, Scala says visitors will likely find something with which they can identify. And we might learn something, too.
We are in a time of great divisiveness. Everybody knows that. And what I get from this exhibition, more than anything else, is a vision of unity in diversity, in complexity. The artist came from Kashmir, and he hasn't been back since the 90s, because it's such a conflicted area. There's a lot of sectarian violence there. But he has embraced his memories. He's embraced the highlights of Asian art and then merged them with the highlights of Western art and turned them into something which is a unified, cohesive whole. You may not be able to understand it, but you see that it all belongs together. It all fits together. So to me, it's a universal language that he's employing.
Shaw hopes those who see the show will take time not just to look, but enjoy.
Because the more you look, the more rewarding it'll be, because they do not reveal themselves that easily. One has to give them time, and they will give you a good time. I assure you that.
Rakib Shaw, Ballads of East and West, is at the Frist Art Museum until December 31st. For details on the exhibition, fristartmuseum.org is the place to go, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.